The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's showtime again, good people.
I like waking up in the morning, breathing in the air, and realizing I've made it through the night and I haven't wet the bed.
Guess what day it is?
Hump day!
Wednesday.
Hump day!
Wednesday.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go!
He's not a zombie.
They don't know if it's a virus or a microbe. They don't know, but it's spreading.
But Cruz is coming for you. He wants your brains.
What the hell? Imagine abolishing the IRS.
It's not real. I mean, it can't be real.
Instead of a government that seizes your emails.
What the hell is happening?
Where are you?
I gotta go.
This is a fight.
What was that sound?
To restore freedom to the people.
Things getting worse.
Fear the Walking Dead.
I think the people will prevail.
Campaigning in a city near you.
But I don't think so. It's the Walking Ted dead. I don't know where he is. All I know is Donald has revoked his support.
Do you continue to pledge whoever the Republican nominee is?
No, I don't anymore. Look,
you don't?
No, we'll see who it is.
You won't promise to support the Republican nominee?
And he was essentially saying the same thing. Let me just tell you. I don't need their support. Now, maybe it'll be a negative, maybe it won't.
So the pledge you took is null and void. The idea of supporting whoever the Republican nominee is, you say you will no longer guarantee that you will support the Republican nominee.
I have been treated very unfairly. Look, I won the state of Missouri, right? No, I have. Cruz people. I've been treated very unfairly. I'll give you an example.
Unfairly by who?
I think by basically the RNC, the Republican Party, the establishment. You have a guy like Mitt Romney who lost miserably, who did a terrible job. He ran a horrible, horrible campaign. The last month of that, I helped him. I raised him $1 million.
Do you think the RNC is plotting to take this away from you at the convention?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think you'd have a lot of very upset people if that happened.
And now what about the walking, lying, dead Ted?
What I said is true. I'm not in the habit of supporting someone who attacks my wife and attacks my family. I think that is going beyond the line. I think our wives, I think our kids should be off limits. They don't belong in the attacks. And listen, I'm not an easy person to tick off. But when you go after my wife, when you go after my daughters, that does it. And I think I want this race to stay focused on policy and issues and solutions to the real problems
facing
America.
That's not going to happen.
I think nominating Donald Trump would be an absolute train wreck. I think it would hand the general election to Hillary Clinton.
And you would be a twister, I would think. What kind of twister? A titty twister. Well, apparently there's been some of that going on. Back to the Inquirer. Okay, so as I said on the tease with Brett and Sherry on the way in here, I mean, you know, just when you think, well, we say this every day. Aren't you sick and tired of hearing? I mean, like, oh, don't worry, they'll make more than they do. So there was an interview today with Chris Matthews from NBC. I guess it's going to air on MSNBC. And the subject of abortions was brought up. Am I right, Brian?
Yeah, that's definitely correct. And Chris Matthews really pushed Donald Trump on the issue, wanting to get what he had to say. We actually have the audio clip if Karen wants to hit that now.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
10 years.
I don't know.
Well, why
I don't
not?
Know. I don't
you
know.
You take positions and everything else.
I do take positions and everything else. It's a very complicated position.
So Chris Matthews is Catholic. He actually graduated from, I don't remember the name of the school, but it's over in Moraga, and it's right here in the Bay Area. Yeah, St. Mary's. That's right. And so he really pushed Trump on the issue, and earlier in that clip, Chris Matthews, or Trump, rather, was saying, do you agree with everything the Catholic Church has to say about abortion? And Chris was like, this is about you. You're running for the presidency.
Yeah, it is about him. And you would think, I mean, there's some lines that you walk down that you practice. I think abortion would have been one of them. You know, where do you stand against ISIS? Where do you stand on immigration? We know where that is. Make that wall 10 feet higher every time. You know, gay marriage. Now we're going to walk down the road of Roe v. Wade and so on and so forth. So then he had to walk it back, didn't he?
He actually didn't. It surprised a lot of people because this is Donald Trump doesn't walk things back very often. If you've been following this election, and he did it immediately. And he said the woman as well as the fetus are both the victim in this case, and that doctor should be the one that face any ramifications from
the law. Is that? I mean, so if a woman chooses to abort her baby, then the doctor can be held responsible and the doctor should be punished?
So this was all under the pretenses that abortion has been made illegal because in the past, Donald Trump and most of the other Republican presidential candidates came out and said that they would try to do everything
Donald Trump has said he's
women's rights.
Yeah, but you know what? Donald Trump has always been pro-choice before all of this. I mean, back in the day, Sabrina is hanging out with us tonight. And yes, you want to say something? I mean, you're a woman. You have the right to choose. Right now you do. What are your thoughts?
I do. Yes. But if President Trump happens, I won't. So I mean, he said he would do everything he can to repeal Roe v. Wade. But in the past, it's true. I've seen the clips back in 1999 where he said that he was pro-choice.
Pro-choice, yep. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, he made that very clear during his support for Hillary also. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so is it a little scary for you as a woman?
Oh, for sure. I'm terrified. And then I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to get deported at some point in time as well. I've had this conversation with my dad, who's Puerto Rican. I'm like, you're getting sent back to Puerto Rico. I don't know what's going to happen with me, but I'm either getting split in half and sent to Puerto Rico and Japan. I don't know.
Because what are you?
I'm half Japanese, half Puerto Rican.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a fun combination.
Double trouble right there.
I know, right?
Yes, you're like an immigration buffet.
Pretty much. Yes. Only in the USA, right?
Only in the USA, and that's where you belong. And then today, guys, this video went viral from Baltimore. These rappers were picking up on the chaos that's been going down the last couple days. And, you know, it's pretty nasty, but they're coming after Trump, and it is, you know, the big top viral of the day. So let's hear some of it. It's their message from Baltimore to Trump's ears.
We got a chop in the Trump for Donald Trump. We got a chop in the Trump for Donald Trump. We got a chop in the Trump for Donald Trump.
Catch his little and give him this 100 rounds.
Drunk.
Boy, it's edited. White.
Heavily.
It's heavily edited. And you know, I was talking to our intern, Dwayne, about this. I said, "What, you got a chopper in the, what is that, like Marine One in the back of your trunk?" No, that's probably an assault weapon. So these guys, as interesting as they think this is to post this and it's gone viral and everybody's looking at it around the world, they might get a knock on their door.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how inspirational Donald Trump has been to so many people. No matter where they are politically, everybody has strong feelings about this guy.
I know. So it's becoming more and more divisive. I mean, last weekend and the last 2 weekends that I was thinking this is the great racial divide all happening again. Here we go again. And now he drops this female bomb today with a woman's choice, a woman's
right
to choose.
It's interesting. Hillary.
Now it's that.
Yeah. I was just going to add that Hillary took to Twitter and called Donald ignorant, reckless, and frankly absurd. You don't really see that level of name-calling in politics very often, but we've seen it a lot this cycle.
She had to step out today, and I'm sure Bernie did too. All right, we've got to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk business tech here in the Bay. Some great things going on if you're into virtual reality. Microsoft dropping, Sony dropping, Oculus dropping with an Oracle. I mean,
7 on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. And I welcome my financial guru, Eric Schiffer, to the airwaves. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about and all things tech and business as well. Eric, good evening and thank you for joining me.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good to be back with you.
You bet. So, and likewise, you know, I want to talk about the virtual reality thing. Microsoft, the Build conference went on today. They're pitching intelligent conversations with computers.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sony is doing pre-orders for its PlayStation, which I think is going to be very expensive. Brian, did you tell me the VR is going to be like $1,000 for PlayStation?
You know, I didn't see the number on PlayStation, but I did see that it was going to be $3,000 for Xbox.
For Xbox. Okay, so that would be Microsoft. So what's your take on all the VR stuff?
I think it's great for the sex industry.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I love that you started with that. I thought I'd have to be subtle. No, this is why I love Eric Schiffer. Okay, yes, that's exactly
right. I think it's phenomenal.
Right.
I think, look, yes. If you're a lonely person, you're in luck, and you're going to really live it up moving forward. It's going to be a great day to be in that situation, I guess.
It drives everything, and you know why? That's why I wanted to get to that, because really, when it comes to virtual reality, it reminds me, and I'm sure you, I mean, we both go back to the day VHS versus Betamax. Beta was a much better format, but yet VH1 because it was cheaper, and it was quick, and it was there, and the porno industry drove it.
Yep, and look, it's pretty amazing, the technology. And it's a little weird to be wearing these things and the cords, et cetera. And they will get smaller over time. But the technology itself is really amazing. And it really does make you feel you're in a different world if you're certainly traveling or if you're at a baseball game. And I can't say that I've done the sexual side, but I'm sure people would likely say that that's good, too.
Well, and so, you know, I think, and well, you tell me, is it your understanding that all these companies are going to allow third-party input, you know, which would be, obviously, including the porno industry?
Of course. Oh, yeah. They're going to allow anyone that will develop programming or media to be able to drive more sales, without question. That's part of the whole structure and strategy to ensure that they have an ecosystem.
Well, okay. So which one do you see out in front? I mean, because it seems like they're all going at it at once.
Well, I think Facebook has a really good opportunity
with Oculus.
Because of Oculus. And,
right.
And given the performance of it, I think if you're really into the true experience, that's probably the best that you can get. The other side is that, you know, Sony has this installed base, so they're going to do well, too. But I would think that Oculus and Facebook should lead the game.
Yeah, it's so funny because the New York Post article that I pulled up for this, the headline is Oculus ushers in the golden age of masturbation. And I was thinking, well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's the fully immersive VR in their own homes. That means, obviously, pornography. And by the way, people shouldn't be offended by that. It drives technology.
Well, it's been one of the biggest drivers of technology. Some of the smartest, most innovative people tend to gravitate to that space first, and they're just big innovators. They have led, certainly, the evolution of much of the web I've seen, certainly coming out of San Francisco and other parts, has been on the marketing side, certainly, and client lead acquisition, et cetera, coming from that space.
Yeah, and it looks like, and I do believe you, and I take your word on this, that it seems to me that Oculus and Facebook are out front. Well, I have to ask you, because we talk about Apple all the time, since they're right down the street here, would you send your condolences?
You can help in the fight against...
Whoops, that was something else. Did you send your condolences to Apple for its big win against the FBI?
Well, look, I said... It was interesting. I was on Fox a couple times on this whole issue, and I had said that it was likely going to be this Israeli company. There was some commentary that they would be, in fact, the ones that would be cracking it, and they have been a vendor to the FBI for some time. They certainly are innovative, and it looks to be that Cellebrite is the one. Interesting word, Cellebrite,
yes,
given we were talking
right.
about sex. They look to be the ones that have figured it out and cracked it. And it's interesting. I think it has blown up in Apple's face in many ways. I realize that they won the Pyrrhic victory. But the bigger victory was really about a message to consumers that this application, this software, their technology, their hardware was secure and that they would continue to make sure that it's secure and they would fight to preserve privacy. But in fact, it's not secure.
It's not secure. And, no, and especially,
I mean, it was easily hacked.
We don't know if it was easily hacked.
Well, it's that you should talk to the Israelis. Don't say it was easily hacked. I mean, they've had this technology for some time. It hasn't been hidden. And there are others that have, within the hacking community, alleged to have been able to do this. So I think what's interesting in all of this, I think Apple has made a phenomenal mistake. I think they should have handled this quietly with the FBI. They attempted to do it for marketing purposes, and I think that it really has made them look bad.
Okay, well, then let me play the other side of the coin.
Sure.
So there are some people out there who think that the government set this up to put them in this position to embarrass them when they knew damn well all along that they could unlock that thing.
Well, I think that that is an interesting theory, and it could probably be right. It's very interesting. I'm sure that given that this was a vendor of the FBI, that's certainly possible. And it certainly goes back to my suggestion, which is they should have just made a deal.
Right, right, right. Well, yeah. Now they're saying that they'd like to know exactly how that Israeli company got into it. They want the information.
Meaning Apple, yes.
Yes, meaning Apple.
And I'm sure that they do, and I'm sure that they can get in line just like everyone else, but I doubt that that intellectual property is going to be spared. I mean, they will... And that's proprietary knowledge as to how they do it. But look, a lot of hackers can do this. They don't have a monopoly on it. And Apple knows
this. I never thought
this.
So, right.
Apple knows this. Come
right.
on. This is no secret. There are certainly people within the NSA surely have that same capability. So, again, Apple was playing a game. It was a marketing tactic. It was a branding tactic. It came out of what Snowden had done, which is turn the I think, consumer into a more fearful consumer and one who wanted their privacy after what had been revealed on the NSA side. And Apple wanted to be the protagonist, but it backfired.
Mm. And then it was kind of underwhelming, at least a lot of people thought so, with the introduction of the smaller iPad Pro and then the iPhone SE, which some people were thinking, well, that's special edition or secret encryption, I'm sure. I don't know which one it was, but nonetheless, not very innovative. And the cheap
no,
and the watch got cheaper.
No, they have not innovated since Steve Jobs. I mean, this has been, unfortunately for Apple, just a disaster in terms of innovation since Jobs' death. I mean, it's much like managing the state of Steve Jobs. I've said that before, and I think it's true. Look, you don't see Elvis Presley's estate innovating much, and there's a reason for it. I mean, the genius behind it is dead, and certainly it's possible, but I hope you're wrong on that. I hope I'm wrong, too. Believe me, I've loved Apple since the beginning.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
as I told you.
Okay. I've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about no tech firms went public this quarter, which I find very interesting. The last time that happened was 2009. And also why you'll need to own more stocks if you're thinking about retiring in the next many years. We'll discuss with Eric Schiffer on the way. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You can help in the fight against
579910 for terms and restrictions.
And then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Things in life are free.
Not so much.
But you can give
not when it comes to Oculus Rift. You need to get that. Oh, my God. Eric Schiffer, my financial guru and analyst, is my guest right now. So let me ask you, Eric. I'm kind of curious coming out of South by Southwest and then from money.cnn.com today. Talking about that there were no tech firms that went public this quarter, and that would make it the slowest period since the depths of the financial crisis of 2009.
Yeah, it's largely the market. It's when the market went thud, everyone retrenches, and that's what's going on. There's just too much potential market volatility, and I think that that will likely continue to sideline people. And a lot of people have pulled their public offerings now that a lot of companies are certainly in Silicon Valley have. And I think that'll continue for a while. The market is going to continue to be volatile. And we're seeing it go up, I think, because of the Fed's position and some other things. But this is not the end of volatility. It's going to be very bumpy.
Okay, so you continue to think that. And that's very interesting. Because a number of the private companies valued at $1 billion or more. You know, they're called unicorns. I think the number's like 155. They still have hundreds of job openings out there. So there are good gigs to be found. But I guess they're still being a little squeamish with some of the other business that they want to do.
Well, look, the companies that have raised this enormous amount of money, they need to continue to grow. I mean, they have to, and so they're going to continue to hire. But unfortunately, I think for companies that are looking to get their cash out, they're looking to do an IPO, it's going to be a closed window. And for investors, you just really have to be careful. I mean, you could have easily a 10% drop coming up with the kind of volatility that we're going to face.
Okay, and that's good. That's to be noted, because investors, I think, are starting to get a little bit more sober when it comes to these things, and a little bit more cautious, especially the way the year started. Would you agree?
Of course. I hope that they are, and I think if you want to be a good investor, you certainly today, you need to be very vigilant and be careful and certainly be diversified. One of the best ways to be diversified is to have a certain portion in cash.
Okay, so what would your advice, Eric Schiffer, be to cash in on the next generation content?
Well, when you say next generation content or just applications
and
software?
Well, application software and all things kind of tech here in the Bay.
Look, I think Google is in a great position with robotics and artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, AI, robotics, over the next 20 years, this is going to be a phenomenal niche, and it's going to create huge public policy issues. I mean, if you think Donald Trump's concerns about foreign trade and other things being
right,
the issue behind why people have lost jobs, certainly in the Midwest, as they've asserted, wait till robots begin to come in. I mean, wait till you have robots that are not just handling manufacturing, but they're handling service jobs. They're handling executive positions. That's what's coming. And the companies that supply these technology, this software, will make billions.
Yes, they will. And I had someone on the air last week, and, so the story went that, especially with white-collar jobs, people all think that, yes, the robotics and AI will come into play, but it won't affect their gigs. It's always the other person's gig, but not so much.
I think that it's only a question of time. I mean, if you consider the fact that these technologies and certainly the software and the algorithms that are being written behind them will expand on a logarithmic level at some point and continue to rapidly increase, what will the impact to these intellectual property oriented, these process driven jobs that are so information oriented, they're going to be hit. And then you got the next question, which is, at what point does emotional intelligence begin to get codified into an algorithm? And that's coming. And so the types of service positions that everyone thought would always be safe because it has a human element, that's going to get hit too. So over the next 20 years, it'll be an interesting debate between the luxuries of having these technologies against what it's going to do to the country and to people's livelihoods, et cetera. Those that have the ability to buy these technologies and to have them support you will live like they've never lived before. I mean, you're just literally going to have the capability to have so much assistance and help and make your life just a pleasure.
Okay, so let's speak to this because you brought up 10 to 20 years. So let's talk about retirement for those who will be retiring in 10 to 20 years. Conventional wisdom has always thought that retirees need to keep as much of, they kind of scale back on the stocks. But what are your thoughts right now if you're in your 40s or 50s, where your money should be?
Well, I think, again, you want to consider from a long-term perspective.
Right.
And so you have to begin to look at organizations that have a 10, 20, 30-year likelihood to succeed. And typically when you look at organizations, you want to look at those that have what would be considered to be unfair advantages or moats, strong competitive advantages that other organizations don't have. And this is similar to what Warren Buffett professes, and it's, to me, a really good, logical, smart move. Some insurance companies have that type of criteria. There are many others that have it. But you, again, something that prevents someone from copying it easily, prevents someone from being able to go into that niche and take over a large market share. And it's a niche that's not going away. So you've got to step back and look at things through the prism of business and say, what are the good industries that will be around 10, 20, 30 years from now? And look, we know healthcare is not going anywhere. I mean, it's not going to be around.
For sure. Yeah.
We certainly know information technology will not be going anywhere. It's going to continue to expand. And so who are the smart players that have made big investments in what we know will be the industry trends for the future, which, look, Google and Alphabet, absolutely a player in this, no question about it. Apple, it's a big question mark because their survival depends upon their ability to innovate and innovate in ways that crack the mold, like their leader did with Steve Jobs. And the jury is out. It's not been proven. They haven't shown proof of concept that they can do it without him.
All right. Good stuff. Eric Schiffer, thank you very much. You're fantastic as always. And we look forward to our next visit to talk about all things financial in the Bay.
Pleasure, my friend. Have a great night.
Thank you. And have a great rest of the week. All right. We're going to take a break and we come back. We'll have some fun with Carpool Karaoke and Adele and J-Lo and all of that good stuff. And then at the top of the hour, well, then we're going to be talking about number two isn't always bad.
Radio show on KGO 810.
Yes, we're accelerating right through a Monday. Well, it's a Wednesday. Yeah. What do I think? It's Monday. It's a Tuesday. It's a Wednesday. We're driving. It'll be Friday before you know it. Here's Conan, everybody.
Burger King has just unveiled a burger it calls the Angriest Whopper. The Angriest Whopper. The Whopper isn't super spicy. It's just really pissed off about Obamacare and immigrants. It's just this burger that's just mad.
And he'd be pissed. That burger would be pissed off at Trump today about the, all of a sudden, if a woman has or chooses to have an abortion, she should be punished. Of course, he stepped that back now and just says the doctor should be punished. I don't know what kind of punishment. Anyway, so you can look for your angry Whopper. And, the other thing we were talking about was Carpool Karaoke. So J-Lo was on last night. I love James Corden, but, it's always late night and I never get to see him and I fall asleep. But he did Carpool Karaoke. It was a primetime special, so everybody could see it. And Jennifer Lopez says she didn't have her backside insured for $1 million. Let's take a listen.
Did you insure your butt for $1 million?
No.
No.
There is no such thing as that.
How can you insure your butt?
I think there is a place in your homeland where you can insure certain things, parts of your body.
Sure.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I think that exists. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Not here, I don't think.
Because it would be odd to insure your ass.
Or anything.
No, but I get it. If you're a piano player.
Especially your ass.
Piano player.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You insure your hands. But you didn't insure the butt.
No.
I was going to say, what are you doing with it?
Let's not talk about it.
Is it in case you sit on something sharp? You know what I mean?
Something happens to it.
Something happens to the booty.
Disappears. Somebody steals it.
Yeah.
What is the insurance for?
Well, the CBS have insured my.
Oh, good.
But only not for me, for the viewers, in case it gets seen and people are traumatized.
That would be Lloyd's of London, I think. James Corden then texts Leonardo DiCaprio from Jennifer Lopez's phone.
This is insane. Fergie, is this Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Just down as Iggy. Can I send one person a text on your phone?
Who?
Anyone. Shall I text Leonardo DiCaprio? Hang on, shall I send one message?
Right.
Okay. Let's just prove that this is real. Look, I'm just going to text. I'm going to text Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, Leo.
Don't say Leo, because I would never say Leo.
Oh, what would you say?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Okay. Hey, baby. I'm kind of feeling...
No!
I'm kind of feeling like I need to cut loose.
I'm not going to let you send that.
Like I need to cut...
I will not let you send that.
Wait, you haven't even finished it. Hey, baby.
First of all, he's going to be like...
Hang on.
is it?
Hey, baby. I'm kind of feeling like I need to cut loose. Any suggestions?
No.
Any suggestions? Let me know, J-Lo. You know, from the block. You know, from the block.
I'm not gonna let you send that.
Go on.
And then Leonardo DiCaprio did text her back. Or him.
No. Yeah. No way.
Yes.
No way.
Oh, he wrote back.
No, he did not. What, right, what's he said?
He said, you mean tonight, boo-boo, club-wise?
You gotta show it. You mean tonight, boo-boo, club-wise? Oh, I love that.
Funny part is that he actually thinks I'm serious.
I love that he wants you to cut loose.
I don't.
Club wise. Oh, this guy's the best.
He thinks this was me. Hey, baby, I'm kind of feeling like I need to cut loose. Any suggestions? Let me know. J-Lo. As if I would say J-Lo.
Brackets
from the block.
You mean tonight, boo-boo? Club-wise?
I guess I'm going out.
No, you're going to the club totally with DiCaprio
totally
tonight.
Not. I'll be home cooking with my kids.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for helping me get to work. And have a great night tonight. You're out. You're out of the club.
All right, but we got to get to the carpool karaoke, and here's J-Lo and James Corden singing Jenny from the Block.
I'm down to earth like this, rocking this business. I've grown up so much, I'm in control and loving it. Rumors got me laughing in. Love my life and my public.
Put God first
and can't forget to stay real. To me, it's like breathing.
Yeah, I remember when she was just Jenny from the Block. Those were the good old days, man. Love me some J-Lo. And then, but I have to tell you, you know, did they play Adele last night? Did they play Adele? Oh, okay. All right, because, you know, I wanted to play Adele. Oh, but I don't think I have it. Adele. Oh, here we go. Yes, because one of my favorites, and I did like that. I thought that was great. But Adele doing karaoke with James Corden.
I was back in London for the holidays, and honestly, I missed having company in my car while I was driving around, so I called a friend to help me out. This is Carpool Karaoke. Hello? It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet. Just have a drive around. Hello? Hello from the outside. All right, see you in a minute. Great.
Hello.
Oh, thanks for this. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Great.
Hello. I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be. It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
That was amazing.
So hello from the outside. At least I can see that I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. It really doesn't tear you apart anymore. Ooh, anymore.
I don't know. What is he, tuck up his cojones when he's, singing with Adele that he can hit those notes? Damn, that's pretty good.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.